Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Jesus says today, those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Remember that Disney movie a few years ago, Frozen? Remember that? And Elsa was the princess, and finally she decided to be who she was and let it go, let it go. And there's a famous song that's let it go. And she let her energies flow and she became powerful in who she was. Let it go. What Jesus says today, in order to follow him, we must lose our life. Well, one thing that might help is that Jesus loves you. He loves us all. He hugs you. You can feel his hug today. He loves you so much. But he loves you too much to leave you as you are. He wants you to lose your ego, easing God out, and let God take over your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Or as St. Paul says later, die and rise with Christ. Or St. Luther says it in the Catechism and baptism. In baptism, we die and rise with Christ every day. So if we trust Jesus that he loves us that much, if we trust Jesus' word and take that leap of faith, what do we get in return? What kind of lifestyle are we supposed to live? Well, I think Larry read it in St. Paul's reading today from his epistle to the Romans. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Bless those who curse you. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. Do not overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. Impossible? Unrealistic? This can seem overwhelming in the kind of world that we live in, where we see people who are more interested in trying to get even when they get hurt. Or we see people who demonize those who believe differently than they do. We see leaders who are more interested in their own ideology rather than what's best for the area, best for the country. We see horrors in Maui. We see hurricanes and tornadoes tearing apart our land. We see fires. I could go on, but Joan will tell me later it's too much, so I won't. But you know. Yeah, we are to remember Jesus and the power of his Holy Spirit in our lives. We can't do it by ourselves, but the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, in us, we can. And today, Jesus invites us to open our hearts and to let that Holy Spirit in, so much so that the Holy Spirit takes over. In the writer of our second lesson, St. Paul knew that Jesus meant today when he said, for those who want to save their life will lose it. But those who lose their life for my sake, you'll find fullness of life, overflowing life, life in all of its joy and happiness. Because Paul told the Galatians, it's no longer I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. St. Paul knew to be surrendered totally to the Holy Spirit, heart, mind, and soul, give himself over to the Holy Spirit. Wonderful joy would come into his heart. He would surrender. You know, people in our country are anxious. You know, our life expectancy is lower than it was 10 years ago. You know, there are a lot of problems in the world, but Jesus Christ has a cure for our situation. You want to save your life by worldly means? Get this and that, you know, buy this and that. get more of this, more of that. And you find out after a while, I mean, how many yachts can you water ski behind? You want to save your life in this worldly means, you'll lose it, he says. And you lose your life for his sake, you'll find it. You'll find something new. You'll wake up to a whole new world. You know, the early disciples picked up their cross and they followed Jesus. And they had the joy of Christ, even though they had some terrible situations. They knew a power of good and life and joy and love that goes beyond the pain. They knew the pain only as like birth pangs of something new arising. And they passed on that good news from generation to generation to generation to those wonderful people buried out here that were the old members of St. Paul's to us, so we could pass it on to our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren to keep that good news going. And we do share the gospel here at St. Paul's. I mean, you walk in, maybe we take it for granted. We walk in to the right, there's that little white little sign on the wall, and it says, St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church of North Park. Small church, big faith. Living examples of Christ active in the world. Come and be one. We should probably put that on our newsletter, put that in our bulletin. That's a wonderful small church, big faith. The thing that's knowing that Jesus in our lives can do miracles. But it always starts small. I took this off our refrigerator magnet. We got this at Chautauqua. It's by Margaret Mead, the famous anthropologist. And she said, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is only things that ever has. It's the only thing that ever has. Jesus, 12 disciples, and now the biggest faith in the whole world through the Holy Spirit. Never doubt that in small things, great things can happen in the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, when people open to Jesus and are gripped by the gospel of Jesus Christ, they just have to share it. You know, if you saw something beautiful, isn't it nicer when you can share it and say, hey, friend, hey, Joe, hey, friend, look at that. Look at that sunset. Look at the sunrise. Look at that corn growing where it's not supposed to grow. You know, you see wonderful things and you have to share it. And ministry of mercy and justice and goodness take root. And it grows. Love increases. You know, that's why we join in with the North Hills Community Outreach. To know that by giving and supporting, we help beyond St. Paul's, beyond to the community help. We give to the Lutheran Church, our synod. We give beyond our church here, beyond the church in our country, to Madagascar, and to Italy, and to China, and to different places that they need the gospel. And when we get closer to the holidays and you see all the food stuff here for Thanksgiving, you can just imagine all those people that have a smile on their face that wouldn't because of you. Or Christmas dinner. Each one of those are people smiling, saying, thank you, St. Paul's. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for working through this little but mighty congregation. In small ways, surrendering to God in Jesus Christ, big things can happen. There was a man named William Booth, who received Christ into his life. And his life was changed. And he became General William Booth. And he started the Salvation Army. You know, sometimes we see him at Christmas time ringing the little bell. And the Salvation Army he started. And he wanted to make sure that widows and children and poor people and people that are disadvantaged would have hope, would have material goods. In America, he felt nobody should go hungry. And his passion to show God's love in Jesus Christ lasted his whole life. And 3 months before he died, he wrote this. While women weep as they do now, I'll fight. While little children go hungry, and they do now, I'll fight. While men go to prison, in and out, as they do now, I'll fight. While there is a drunkard left, while there is a poor lost girl upon the street, while there remains one dark soul without the light of Christ, I'll fight, I'll fight, I'll fight until Christ returns. General William Booth knew Jesus Christ in his heart, and Jesus loves him. And he knew that that love needed to be shared. Not just saying, I'll pray for you, that's important, but to do something for you, tangible, in many wonderful ways. It all starts with being open to the reality that Jesus Christ loves you. He hugs you. He wants you. And then to let that love and the power of the Holy Spirit flow through you to other people. To let go. To let go. Let it go. In the power of the Holy Spirit, let God. And then step back. And wow. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.